What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Hope already you're having a great day wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. Thank you again, as always. I don't take it lightly. God's doing some big things, so I'm thankful that you're a part of the journey with us. I want to jump right in and talk to you today about 50-year commitment. We're going to call this 50-year commitment. Something happened when I was engaged. I had a desire to plant a church. I knew I wanted to do something great for God. My wife and I would, travel, speak together, do ministry. And then we got married, and immediately there was a desire in my heart to just start a church, start a community of people, worshiping, loving God. And I knew through words, different things God showed me, that people would just come from a lot of different areas in life. And I remember our first vision night. You know, we were gathering everybody together. We were going to share our heart, or I was going to share my heart, kind of lay out the vision, what we were looking to do, how I believe we were going to, you know, have a part to see in another great awakening in New England. And we got together and we start talking. And I said something that was kind of shocking to everybody and my wife. And I was serious. And I started talking. I said, look, guys, I really believe God's called to do this something great. He assembled us from all different areas, from all different places. And here's what I want from you. I want a 50-year commitment. This was like day one. These people didn't even know who I was. I want a 50-year commitment that you're going to give your life to this cause. I'm not just going to marry this thing and all you're going to do is date it. We live in a day where nobody trusts the process. Everybody's just fickle and jumping in and out. And I said, you know, I really want a 50-year commitment of your life to do the great thing that God's called us to do. And at the time, it almost seemed very kind of crazy, arrogant, egotistic. How could you even talk like that? You know, I mean, who are you? You know, this kind of stuff. But you know, the reality is, and that was many years ago. You know, that was maybe 10 years ago. In light of the era we live in today, think about it. Look, my mom worked for 42 years at one job. 42 years at Electric Boat. General Dynamics, worked for the government in Connecticut. Dude, I don't know people today that hold jobs for 42 minutes. We will be, it already passed our generation. My generation won't hold one job more than 5-6 years. There's something about committing to a process that is going to be incredibly freeing, but it's one of the hardest things for our generation, my generation, to get. Trusting the process. Every year. Every day, every hour, you're filled with images and people, you know, telling you that you just need this to be great, or why this should be making you happy, or this should be your best life. And, you know, we're comparing, you know, our behind the scenes with everybody else's highlight reel online. And somehow it's created this facade where, you know, we're just not satisfied and we're constantly in an unhappy state. Instead of committing to a process, you know, I'm a pastor. I can see the generational gap. I see those that went on before us that are wise and they commit to a vision and they believe God. And I'm not saying if God is moving you on, don't go. Don't mistake in what I'm telling you. I'm saying commit to something that God is calling you to do and commit to it no matter what. Warren Buffett, some of these famous investors and worldwide billionaires said, you know, the hardest generation to work with you know, is this kind of like 35 and under? Because the minute they start out, they're really excited. And once they hit any kind of resistance or any kind of wall, they feel like it's a sign that it's not going well and they stop. And that's when you get quarter life crisis and all this other weird stuff. Look, Moses trained 40 years on the backside of a desert, then trained 40 years again, only to get 40 years of ministry. 80 years Moses prepared for only 40 years of his life. Jesus, 30 years he prepared for 3.5 years of public ministry. And we want 3.5 years of prep for 30 years of limelight. I love New York Times one year put out an article called "Why Successful People Take 10 Years to Succeed Overnight." It's something that we got to understand in our day, that there's a process, and God rewards process, and God rewards faithfulness. And that's a word you don't see today. People aren't faithful in their marriages, their relationships, their family. They don't work things out. They don't make it happen. They're very controlling. They're very angry. Everybody's just, well, we'll just chuck it and move on. And unless you commit to something greater in your life, then how are you really going to reap the benefits of anything? Of anything. It's spring right now. It's so beautiful, even as cold as it's been in New England, to see flowers start to bloom. Man, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of process, man. It reminds me of the seasons of life that things turn around for us. Stop worrying about a winter season, because truthfully, sometimes you can see the clearest in the winter. But when the seasons do change, it's just a reminder that all the time of waiting and working was worth it. They went to Jesus and said, "How do I see the kingdom right now?" His answer will surprise you. We're going to talk about it next. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about 50-year commitment, how this generation and all generations can commit to a process. Just to be faithful in something God has called us to do. In Luke chapter 19, we see a crazy story. And they went to Jesus, and their question probably is extremely relevant today. They came to Jesus and said, "How do we see the kingdom now? We want to see, you've been sharing about this kingdom. We believe that it's going to be manifested in front of us. How do we tap into it? How do we see the kingdom now?" And the Lord's response is absolutely stunning. It's shocking. Jesus starts, so Luke 19:11, they want to know how the kingdom's going to appear immediately. Jesus goes right into, well, here's his answer. This dude, he's not even saying, "Look, I'm going to tell you a long story that's not going to make sense, but just follow me." No, he just goes in. There was a certain nobleman who went into a far country to receive a kingdom and to return. He called 10 servants, delivered to them 10 minas, talents. And he said, this is not the parable of the talents, by the way. It's a different one, parable of the minas. He delivered them 10 minas and said, "Do business till I come." But his citizens hated him, sent a delegation after him, saying, "We're not going to have this man reign over us." And so it was when he came back, having received the kingdom, he commanded the servants who had he given money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man gained by trading. First one said, "Master, your minas earned 10. And he said, "Well done, good and faithful, because you were faithful with little. Now you have authority over 10 cities." And he goes on. And of course, one person loses his and gets given to the dude with 10. But here's what you need to understand. When we could, this scripture right here, this moment of an increase, I had one. And Jesus was like, "Yeah, now you've had one. You've been faithful with it. I'm going to make you a ruler over 10 cities." This dude goes from one city to 10 like this. And you know what the difference was? Faithfulness. Isn't that crazy? So overnight success is no such thing in life as it. It's no such thing. It's the daily grind. It's every day inching closer and then becoming more faithful with what God has given you. And then you see it increase in your life. You know, something happened years ago. There was like this fascination with ministry, and people tried to reduce ministry to a pulpit ministry only. And that's ridiculous. Every single one of you listening to me right now, you're a minister. Every single one of you. The DNA of Jesus is in you, and wherever you go today, you're a minister, whether you realize it or not. But years ago, this thing happened where it was like, oh man, I really want to be called to. Called to what? First of all, there's not even enough people, enough microphones to go around. We're not all called to this. And when you really identify your calling, and we're going to talk about that this week, maybe tomorrow or Monday, how you can hone in on the assignment God has given you. But the first thing you need to understand is we've got to commit to a vision. We've got to commit to being faithful, whatever it is, faithful in what God has called us to do. And I'm telling you that when we understand faithfulness, we're going to be less frustrated about life. We're going to be look, I travel the world, right? I do. I travel all over. I'm going to be in Alaska next week. But the reality is what I do around the world is only because of my faithfulness here in New England. Does that make sense? My church is here. What God has called me to do here. And it doesn't bother me. If I'm feeding a homeless person one plate of food, I'm not going, well, I really wish I was just speaking to a stadium of people. That's foolish. We're called to the one. If we can be faithful with the one, God will open up relationships and more, dreams and things in your heart. But it's about committing to a process. And no matter what, if I spent my whole life ministering to the one homeless person, then I've had a successful life. And so today my charge to you is be faithful. What has God given you in front of you? Then maximize that. Some of you, you're changing jobs every other month. You're always unhappy with your life. Every 4 months, it's a breakdown. What am I doing myself? It's all because you're not being faithful to what God has put in front of you. And when you're faithful with that, when you're just faithful with where God has placed you, you'll be amazed at how beautiful your surroundings are. Those are my thoughts for you today. Listen, I charge you again. Be faithful with what God's called you to do. Find something in your life that's worth giving a 50-year commitment. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.